And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I gotta tell you a secret. I am madly in love with my mom. And that is why today's radio show is gonna be really special, really mushy, and even a little bit of fun. Because let's face it, if your mom is anything like my mom or Mike Murray's mom, then let me tell you, she's a bad mamma jamma. Do you guys remember that song, Bad Mamma Jamma? Just as fine as she can be. Because my mom is amazing. My mom is beautiful. She is smart and loving and kind and giving. And let me tell you what my mom taught me. She taught me that I can do anything if I believe. You see, every morning of my life, when I was a little kid, my mom came and kissed me goodbye. Mwah! I love you, Ronnie. Even though she had the worst coffee breath of anyone in the world, and that is the reason why I don't drink coffee. But the thing is, she kissed me all the time. She told me how much she loved me, and she made me believe. The thing about believing in yourself, it's pretty simple. You either believe or you don't. And thankfully, I was raised by a loving and caring mother who showed me the way. And what does that mean? We were dirt poor. I was raised at 17146 Goya Street, G-O-Y-A, get off your ass, by a mom who had to work three jobs. We didn't have enough money to buy groceries. And yet my mom went out there and worked. And she fed all of her six children. And while doing so, she remained optimistic and hopeful. And she always had the most positive demeanor. And something else about my mom that I've got to tell you. She encouraged me to play boys baseball. Now, as you know, I was the first girl in the entire state of California to play with the boys from age 11 to about 15. I made the all-star team and I was a stud. And that is because my mom supported me. And then when I was offered a full ride scholarship to Cal Berkeley, my mom was so proud of me. You see, we didn't have enough money for me to go to college. I went out and got that scholarship and stayed in none other than Deutsch Hall. And I still remember driving away from my mom on that day, and I cried so hard. And the reason why I cried is because I'm a mama's girl. And I certainly hope that you are mama's girls and mama's boys. Because one thing that I know as I age, and I am 55 years old, we die. We get older and things happen. And I am just so grateful to God that my mom is still alive. Do you realize that I see my mom 1 to 2 days a week? She still feeds me. She still says things like this, "Honey, you look too skinny." And that is what I love about you, Mom. I cannot thank you enough for all of the love you continue to give me. And you were there for me when I was going through the worst time of my life. And I've confessed to all of you on my radio show, I was suicidal because I owned the largest business of its kind in America. I'm known as the tax lady, and I was attacked. But my mom taught me to stand up and fight back against the bullies. And my mom taught me that anything is possible if you believe. And that is why I really want to say, I love you, Mom. You are the greatest love of my life. I feel so blessed and grateful to have you. And I just want to make sure that you have a wonderful Mother's Day. And of course, there are so many other mothers listening, like Mike Murray's mother. And of course, Joe and Mark's mom and some of my other experts. And so to all of you that are listening, if you are a mom, you are amazing. Because you have helped shape a child's life like my life. And I want to thank you for the love that you give your children, for the encouragement, and for those words of praise. Because remember, kids need to hear how much you love them, and kids need to know how special they are. So again, my producer Mike and I want to wish all of you a very bad mama jamma day. All right, everybody, as you know, moms have taught us many lessons, one of which is working hard. And that is why I want to bring on Mark Gabhart, known as Money Making Mark, and regular Joe Ming from West Coast Swiss Group. They are our financial guys. They want to first of all wish their mommies a very happy Mother's Day.
Mom, happy Mother's Day. You know how much you mean to me, but I'll just say I love you and happy Mother's Day, and hope you're enjoying the show.
Yes, Mom. I will concur with Mark that I'd like to wish my mother a very happy Mother's Day. You've been so hardworking and so loving, and I want to thank you.
Our moms have shown us what it means to work hard, and that is why our discussion right now about risk, you know, being risk adverse as it relates to your portfolio and the American dream. That's what I want to talk about right now, Mark, because I feel like you've got investors out there. They have no clue about the risks that they are involved in with their portfolio. And more important, they're missing out on the upside. Who preaches this type of financial philosophy besides, of course, you and West Coast Swiss Group?
There's a lot of people that would like to claim that they adhere to this philosophy of holding down your risk, never losing money, yet still having gains that are outperforming the market. Warren Buffett is probably the most well-known one. We've said it on the show before. His two rules to investing are never lose money. Second rule is never forget rule number one. That's such a huge key. It sounds so simple, but when you truly start to understand the power of compounding interest, the negative power of losing money and what it does, then you start to understand that there is more to that than just a clever little saying. So he's one that has made it famous, if you want to use that term, but there are others that try to go with a similar philosophy. But in reality, depending upon whether they're advisors, brokers, or what have you, a lot of times their hands are tied in what they can do in terms of de-risking and still having a chance at substantial gains.
Well, when people are chasing the American dream, the financial advisors want them to chase that dream. If they chase that dream, they imbibe in riskier investments. I mean, don't they? Wall Street has the financial advisors push the products that they're making money on.
And don't get me wrong, you know, they want their investors to do well because, you know, the more money they have, the more products they can get them into, the more fees they can charge, the bigger their account is, the more they can charge, et cetera, et cetera. So they want them to do well. The problem is these products can only do well when the market is doing well. And we know that the market doesn't always do well.
And so, Joe, what I love about you is that you are a businessman and you understand what it's like to own and operate successful businesses. Can we talk about business investors? Because I feel like not only are these products being pushed on them, but they are also at risk at having a double type of loss.
Yeah, well, business investors are interesting because they might have some stocks, but typically they invest in themselves, real estate and business, and they're investing in themselves. But if they do have a stock portfolio and maybe they have some rental properties and they have their business, they're going to get hit three times. They're especially susceptible to a turn in the market or the S&P making a correction, which is overdue after 3 or 4 years now. So business investors, they can get hit. Their real estate can drop, their income for their business. So they get hit in a number of ways. We can do what financial advisors and accountants can't. Our number, people should give us a call, 916-900-6666. That's 916-900-6666. If we could tell you that we could give you an investment that you can predict in 5 to 10 years on your retirement, we could give you no fees and a tax-free scenario, would you do it?
Well, of course, Joe, I love the point about businesses, and you talk about business owners and their vigor and dedication at making more money. Here's my question, though, Mark. Why aren't these investors, these business owners, taking more time looking at how to not lose money? Back to Warren Buffett's, you know, golden rules. Why is West Coast Swiss Group so special, besides the fact that you do not charge any fees?
First off, I want to just remind people that America was built by the small business.
Capitalism rocks.
Exactly. So these business owners, typically they are very driven people and very focused people, but they're focused on the next thing, you know, making their restaurant better, adding another restaurant or adding another store, whatever they're doing. for them, it's almost like they're so focused on giving their customers the best possible product that they just kind of forget about their portfolio, and it kind of just expect that their advisor's doing the right thing for them. And
right now is a good time, Mark, right now, because the market's high. Everybody's a little euphoric. Everybody's excited.
Sure.
You know, let's just sit here and everything's going good. But right when you relax and there's a correction, which is, like we said before, it's overdue, then all this happiness goes away real quick.
It's amazing how our media, because 99% of the people out there are only making money when the market goes up, we all tend to have what's called a bullish bias, meaning that we all kind of see a rosy picture when we think of Wall Street, and we all are rooting for it to go up. We want it to go up because that's how most people make money. And the media relays this to us to the point where I'm sitting down and doing annual reviews with my clients, and this past year where the S&P was down something like 5.5%, every person I sit down with said, didn't the market have a good year last year? And I said, no, the market was down last year.
Okay, but fees. You see, it's great, Mark, that the market is up. Joe, it's wonderful. You wake up, you see your wife and kids, you think the world is great. We've got to expose what is going on Wall Street. Your advisor is pushing products that benefit them and make them money. What about the fees? Joe, West Coast Swiss Group doesn't charge a dime in fees.
I know, and I sound like a broken record, and I don't really like saying it week after week, but it's important for people to hear it. And they need to do this simple math, and they can do it this Mother's Day morning. You know, for me, the math is just very interesting when you say, well, they're only charging you 1%, you know, that's reasonable, you know, or 2%. People don't understand that their net amounts of what they are making in a year. So their statement, their financial statement for their portfolio might say that they made 8%. But after they get through with all the fees and after everything's done, you might be down to a 4 or 5% net. Now, on top of that, 2 or 3% of 8%, they're taking 40% of your profit. So is it worth a look? Is it worth an hour of your time to check and see what we're talking about is real? Call West Coast Swiss Group at 916-900-6666. That's 916-900-6666.
There's no obligation. If nothing else, you are going to learn a ton. West Coast Swiss Group, 916-900-6666. And Joe?
We will make their retirement yodel, Mark.
Exactly.
All right, gentlemen, I thank you so much for your time, especially on this wonderful Mother's Day. I've got to take a break right now, but on the other side, I'm bringing on Dr. Tony Beretta. And Dr. Beretta and I are going to talk about your health, especially what goes on when you've got nerve damage like I had from my surgery. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The typical financial advisor can't prevent your portfolio from the next stock market correction and the 6 to 9 years it takes to recover. Business owners, tired of accountants forcing you to spend money just to avoid the tax man?
We're Money-Making Mark
and Regular Joe
of iHeartRadio's Ronnie Deutsch Show. We can do what financial advisors and accountants can't. Call West Coast Swiss Group at 916-900-6666. 916-900-6666. We'll make your retirement yodel.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in your hands or feet? One drug after the other, the continual numbness and tingling, balance problems, and decreased quality of life, and have just been told you have to live with it? Hi, I'm Dr. Tony Barada, founder of Barada Holistic Center. Now there is a non-invasive, natural solution for your neuropathy right here in Sacramento. I'd like to invite you to our next free seminar where we will teach you how to reverse this debilitating condition. This is a free seminar, but space is limited. To reserve your spot, call 916-979-0716.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and the surf is sky high when Dr. Tony Beretta is with us. And I just need to brag about him for a moment. Dr. Beretta is a health and wellness doctor here in the Sacramento region, and he's like a magician. He makes you feel better. Good morning, Dr. Beretta. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
You are a champion for helping your clients on two fronts, dealing with neuropathy and, of course, weight loss. So my first question for you is obvious. When should we call our doctors?
You know, we're all guilty of waiting until something hurts. But, you know, when something hurts, usually that's typically the last sign. So, you know, whether you're dealing with a torn ACL or neuropathy or even weight loss, I mean, let's face it. I mean, people who are overweight, they wait until what? They're overweight to seek care. You know, I mean, typically, you know, the average person who's got a regular size build is not going to, you know, be in tune to weight loss, you know, opposed to, you know, that obese person. Same thing with neuropathy. You know, these symptoms get so severe, but, you know, I can't tell you how many patients over the years waited and waited until they're in excruciating pain. By that time, you know, they have, you know, almost complete sensory loss. And the same goes with back pain. You know, so many people deal with back pain. It's usually waiting until these symptoms appear. So, you know, answer that question. That's a tough one because we're all guilty of it. But we just want to make sure that we get into our doctor regularly and get checkups. And whether that's with your medical doctor, your chiropractor, whatever it may be, it's just good for preventative health. So if you're dealing with any type of pain, whether it's back pain, neuropathy, whatever it may be, give us a call, 916-979-0716. Again, 916-979-0716 to set up your consultation.
Dr. Beretta, what is neuropathy? What are the conditions and the symptoms that some of our audience members are experiencing right now?
Yeah, basically, you know, peripheral neuropathy, it's exactly what it sounds like. You know, peripheral, it means to the periphery. So it's going out to the hands or to the feet. Neuropathy is, you know, to break that word down, that's disease of the nerves. So, you know, this occurs for so many different reasons. The main causes of peripheral neuropathy that we see, diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2, nerve entrapment syndrome, statin drugs, so effects of, you know, long-term use of medications or even chemotherapy treatment. Things like that are some of the main causes of peripheral neuropathy. As far as symptoms go, the classic signs, basically there's five classic signs of peripheral neuropathy. We're dealing with numbness, burning or like a freezing type sensation, throbbing, prickling or tingling sensations, or a shooting or an electric sensations. That's typically what a neuropathy patient is going to be dealing with.
And what's so amazing about you, Dr. Beretta, is that you treat people in pain without surgery. How is that possible?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's what differentiates us in dealing with, you know, peripheral neuropathy. You know, peripheral neuropathy, you know, conventionally is treated with pain meds, you know, gabapentin being one of the main medications out there. You know, I'm really excited about our program because you're right. There's no drugs, no surgery, non-invasive, and, you know, it's done with home therapy. It's, you know, 75 to 80% of the program could be done at home. And there's a nutritional program as well, and you'll learn all about this in our neuropathy seminar. Give us a call, 916-979-0716. Again, 916-979-0716, or you can register at our website, www.beratawellness.com.
You see, that's what makes you so extraordinary, Dr. Beretta, is the fact that you give free evaluations, and you and I know it is so important to see you so that you can get out of pain. Now, let's talk about the causes of neuropathy, because so many of our listeners are thinking, hey, Ronnie, I'm aging, right? So does that mean I will have neuropathy? Can you talk about the common causes of peripheral neuropathy?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the people listening relate neuropathy to one, you know, main disorder, and that's diabetes. And they're right. You know, that's probably one of the main diabetic neuropathy is the most common form of neuropathy. But the risk of neuropathy also increases for people who, you know, are overweight, they have high blood pressure, certain people, you know, over a certain age, you know, maybe 40, 50 years old, are definitely more prone. But, you know, with the epidemic of diabetes in our nation, diabetes is definitely one of the main causes, as well as any kidney disorders, just the side effects from that. So if you or a loved one are suffering from any of the symptoms that we've discussed, tingling, numbness into the extremities, burning, freezing sensations, throbbing, or just pain into the extremities, please call our office, 916-979-0716, for your free one-on-one consultation. Again, 916-979-0716, or register at our website, www.baradawellness.com.
Thank you so much for that amazing and relevant information. All right, everybody, I have got to take a quick break, but I've got the tax man on the other side with some amazing tax news that's relevant for you. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
Hi, I'm Garrett Ridley, the dog training expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Do you have a dog who doesn't listen to you or acts aggressively or who even pulls too hard on the leash when you walk them? I can help. Or if you have a puppy who needs new training, please give me a call at 530-409-1879. I've trained hundreds of dogs of all ages and breeds. And I can train your dog too, so give me a call. Garrett Ridley at 530-409-1879.
Hello, I'm Robert Forsyth, owner of OIC Tax Services, tax expert on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. It's time to take care of your tax issues. Call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. Here at OIC Tax Services, we have terms and financing, so I don't want you to feel that you have to pay all of our fees up front. We are affordable, so please call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. Or go to oicTaxServices.com. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Robert Forsyth. I'm your tax man segment today. I'm the owner of OIC Tax Services. Keep this number, 1-800-695-3010. I want to thank all the mothers for listening today. It's Mother's Day. Thank you very much. Well, today I've got some disappointing news, which I find disappointing news, is the two big tax preparation giants in the country have been sued by the Los Angeles City Attorney for misleading low-income taxpayers with the free tax preparation. And we all remember this. Remember this? It's free. Free. Remember? Free, free, free. Well, now it turns out it's not so free. And the Los Angeles City Attorney has filed a major lawsuit against Intuit, which owns TurboTax. And, of course, H&R Block is also in this. And, of course, he's looking for restitution and penalties in this also. So you know this is going to be very expensive. Let's kind of dive into this just a tad. They are advising us here that these companies did hide the little tab on their website that goes to the free tax preparation, or they miscoded it so you could never find it. So, and hence, all these taxpayers who thought they were going to get free tax preparation ended up paying for it. Well, that's kind of what I thought when I heard free, free, free. Something's not right here. So when I sit back and I look at OIC Tax Services, okay, I do a lot of tax returns here. For my low-income people, I always give them a very fair and reasonable price because my tax preparation clients like the fact that they have a tax accountant handling their tax preparation. They can always call us year-round for advice, and we can also recreate tax returns that they have not done. So that's one good thing. But for H&R Block, and for TurboTax, they've got a lot of problems coming up here. But I want to go over to my tax tip for the week here. This week is National Small Business Week. So all you business owners and sole proprietors out there who are preparing your tax returns, maybe you're on an extension from last year, always remember you've got your estimated taxes that you need to pay. That is critical for a small business person. Here at OIC Tax Services, we can set you up with your vouchers so you know exactly what to pay each month, quarterly, or you can do it on a monthly basis. Small Business Week, we thank all the small business owners for being the engine of the country. Give me a call at OIC Tax Services, 1-800-695-3010. I can help you with those Schedule C's. And don't forget, I can also do corporation taxes too.
Bob, I love your comment about free, 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 because I got bad news for you, H&R Block. You're going to get what is coming to you. Now, in honor of Mother's Day, my producer, Mike Murray, who is the greatest all-star in this building, and myself, we have a very special song that we'd like to dedicate to all of the amazing moms out there. And that is, of course, She's a Bad Mamma Jamma. Bottom line is, I want to thank you for your support. Thank you for liking us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio. And thank you so much for going to our website at ronniedeutschradio.com to hear all our previous radio shows and meet some of our great experts like Bob, our tax man. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Look forward to seeing you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. She's a bad man.